The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you. At that time, Jesus answered, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek, humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have a seat. I'm Father PJ. I'm the parish priest here at Christ the King. And on behalf of Father Nick, my associate, and the whole Christ the King family here, the many people who loved Shirley and Cleo so very, very much, you all have our most sincere condolences. And we share in your grief because, my God, they were special. Shirley and Cleo were among the first people that I met when I came to the parish. I knew I was being assigned here before the parish knew they were even getting an assistant. And I was living in Omaha at the time, so I actually snuck over several weekends before just to get a feel for the place and sat in the pews in plain clothes. Nobody knew who I was. And my very first weekend, I sat behind them and they spent most of the mass elbowing each other and snickering at something Monsignor had said, which sort of set me up for exactly what I was in for the next several years. I met them more formally a month or so later when I arrived, and it was not very long before I was over to the house. Things were beginning to shift, Cleo especially at that point beginning to fail. I remember, I don't have the memory clear, but I remember when we came to the house, somebody was doing something to a car in the driveway, and there was confusion about which door we were supposed to go into. And then when we got inside, the oldies station was playing, and Shirley was sort of dancing by herself and didn't realize we'd come in from behind her. And somehow or other, that seems an almost perfect image for me of what's happening here. Life is, in important ways, a great big dance where new steps are learned at each stage. Sometimes we trod on each other's feet, but mostly we learn to follow first and then later to lead. We have a whole host of dance partners at different times and different stages, and we learn, if we're doing it right, from each other, lessons then that can be passed on to the next. There was something about the two of them that was so childlike. Not childish, not insolent and crabby, not whiny the way kids are at the grocery store, right? Father might be a celibate, but he has family. No, but something just delightfully simple and impish, ornery, but having the ability to delight in the present. G.K. Chesterton, who's this very famous author that not near enough people have heard of, he has this image for God. He says when God makes something, it's like a child when you're playing peekaboo, and you play peekaboo with a kid small enough, peekaboo, and it's new, and the child, what does she say? Do it again, peekaboo, do it again. And there was something that even in these last years, when so much had been taken from her mentally, like, there were moments you could still see the delight. And there was a way, a mysterious way, and dementia is a cruel thing, but sometimes there seems a mercy. Everything was new again. Nothing ever got old. I mean, you think about how much of our lives we spend trying to flee from boredom. And there wasn't boredom any longer. There was just delight. Sherry and I were talking before the Mass began, and she said, you know, this whole time she just thought he was out at a golf game. That is the longest golf game in history. But there's also something beautiful about that. And just as she'd have had something ready for him when coming home from the course at home, one suspects that now something awaits them both at the end of a very long game, a very long dance. The Christian life is meant to make us like Christ. Sometimes we use that language and we think it's kind of analogous, right? It's like, Jesus was a nice guy, we're supposed to be nice guys, Jesus kiss babies and was nice to old ladies, we should kiss babies and be nice to old ladies, that kind of thing. We're saying something much more profound, and the funeral itself speaks this truth. We start at a door, front door, back door, side door, whatever. We start at a door, just like at the house. We start at a door because we started at the church at a door. And when we first came to church, we didn't come on our own. We had to be sort of carried in, either as infants by our folks or our godparents, or as grown-ups by those who care for us. But we had to be brought into the church because it's not something that happens all by oneself. And then that first day, the great day, one's brought into the church, what happens? We're baptized. We're covered in the water. And so again today, she's covered in the same water. And clothed in a garment. And so today she's clothed in a garment. And she's brought near as can be to the candle from which her own candle was lit and to the altar from which she was fed so often, at which so frequently she sang God's praises, and at which daily is renewed the sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice in which her life now is inextricably bound. Her life sharing forever in the sacrifice of the Lord. See, when we're still alive and there's some measure of suffering still ahead, however great or little, it's hard to know the end of the story. But once there's finally a period put at the end of the sentence that is our lives, now we can begin to see, at least, the full scope of what's happened. We can begin to take in a vista that before we were too close to capture. And we can begin to see how all the little sacrifices that happened over the course of a very long life, the little sacrifices especially which made up your lives, right, can now make sense in light of him. Tuesday would have been my parents' 54th wedding anniversary. My mom's been gone 6 years now, but my dad and my sister came over and we had some ice cream and a drink to toast Mom. And we started telling stories in the way that families do in moments like this. But what was fascinating for me, and what is fascinating for me every time, is that somehow you learn something new about a story that you've heard all your life. It's almost like finding a lost episode of your favorite TV show, something you didn't know. You know these characters, they're very familiar, they're in a setting which you know as well as you know yourself, but something new happens. In a mysterious way, that's possible now in a way it wasn't before because of the wholeness that we can see in Shirley's life. And yet more. It's not only that there are lost episodes that will yet be uncovered, nuances and memories that we'll argue about and laugh about and sometimes even cry about. The story isn't quite finished yet. Shirley, as Cleo, continues to exercise outsized importance in each of our lives. I still run into things in closets that have their names on it, and if I do that here, I know you've got it too at home. There will be moments unexpected where something appears, shows up, someone remembers something, or maybe Maybe they simply come to mind. With me, very often, it smells. You just catch the right smell, right? My granddad had a workshop, and it was full of like old AstroTurf and fuel and pipe smoke. But whenever I catch the right whiff of pipe smoke, my granddad's alive all over again. Look for those moments. They're precious moments. They're sacramental moments of a kind where God makes himself present in the memory of those gone before us. And we're reminded the dead aren't really dead. They live forever in him. And if we live our lives well, rightly, after their example, we'll do the same.